I see the starting pitcher is still loosening up, so right now would be a good time to light up a cool cigarette. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat when you come up to the menthol magic of cool. And say, how about checking your supply of cold Rheingold, Rheingold Extra Dry? Yes, sir. Put some Rheingold on ice, because it can add a lot to your enjoyment of the game. Here is a beer with a clean, clear taste, brisk and bright all the way through. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste, and dry tells you why. Well, it's a gala night here at the Polo Grounds as the San Francisco Giants come back for the first time. On the field right now, Ralph Kiner is welcoming the fans to the Polo Grounds, and he will introduce the members of the Giants squad. The crowd still is coming in. The bleacher area in center field almost filled. And the indication is that it's going to be a fine Friday night crowd here at the Polo Grounds to see the Mets and the Giants. Here is Tom Haller being introduced. Catcher Tom Haller coming out. Ralph Kiner is introducing the catchers first. Joe Pignatano. Bailey is introduced. He is warming up. Billy Pierce, who is going to be the starting pitcher tonight for the San Francisco Giants. Here is Jim Duffalo being introduced. Bob Bolin was introduced first. Here is Juan Marichal getting a hand. Gaylord Perry. Gets the hand as he comes out and takes his place along the third baseline.
Odell.
Billy Odell races out of the dugout. The entire Giants squad will be introduced here.
Mike McCormick.
Mike McCormick. He played here in the Polo Grounds for the Giants before they went to San Francisco. Jack Sanford. Don Larson, who was a perfect game World Series pitcher for the Yankees. And the man who is warming up will pitch tonight, Billy Pierce, the left-hander who has won seven and lost none this season. Now the infielders are coming up. Coming out now first is Ernie Bauman. Jose Pagan, the shortstop. Jim Davenport. Gets the hand as he comes on. Chuck Hiller, the second baseman. Willie McCovey starting in the outfield tonight. Big fella. Orlando Cepeda. Well, that's what you call a mixed reception. Now the outfielders are being introduced. Bob Niemann first. There's Matty Alou. Manuel Mota has been introduced also. Felipe Alou. He's been going great for the Giants this season. Harvey Keene. Willie Mays. Up and begun to taste hot and dry. When that happens, it's time you made a change, a real change. It's time you came up to cool. Tell you something a lot of smokers have found out. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to cool. Know why? It's because cool's menthol magic actually frightens taste. It's refreshing all day through. you'll feel extra coolness in your throat all day long. Extra coolness no other cigarette can give you. Take it from me, I know. And now's the time to come all the way up to Cool. Right now, signal the man with the cigarette tray. Get Cool Filter Kings or Cool Without Filter. Feel that extra coolness in your throat. At the plate right now, Whitey Lockman, Coach Whitey Lockman, representing manager Alvin Dark and manager Casey Single of the New York Mets with the umpires. Tonight they are Augie Donatelli at the plate, Frank Zicori at first base, Tony Benzon at second, and Paul Fryer on at third. Starting lineup and batting order for the San Francisco Giants. Leading off and playing second base, Chuck Hiller. Batting second and playing left field, Willie McCovey. Batting third and playing center field, Willie Mays. Batting fourth and playing first base, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth for the Giants and playing right field, Philippe Alou. He is followed by catcher Tom Haller. Batting seventh and playing third base, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth and playing shortstop, Jose Pagan. And the pitcher is left-hander Billy Pierce, who has won seven games and lost none, and coming to the Giants in the National League from the Chicago White Sox of the American League. For the New York Mets, leading off and playing shortstop tonight, Elio Chacon. Batting second and playing first base, rookie Rod Caniel. Batting third and playing second base, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth and playing left field for the Mets, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth and playing third base, Felix Mancia. Batting sixth and catching, Harry Cheedy. Batting seventh and playing center field tonight, Joe Christopher. Batting eighth and playing right field tonight, Jim Hickman. And the pitcher is right-hander Roger Craig. Roger Craig of the New York Mets has a season record of 2 victories and 6 losses. This is the opening game of a 4-game series between the league-leading San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. There will be a doubleheader here tomorrow afternoon starting at 1 p.m. We'll be on the air at 12:55 p.m. New York time. And then Sunday afternoon, a single game starting at 2 p.m. here between the Giants and the Mets. Now the New York Mets take the field. Coming in here as we approach game time. And in the aisleway, Jim, this Van Filler coming in for the return of the Giants to the Polo Grounds. They left, of course, after the 1957 season to go to San Francisco. And this is their first time back. Whitey Lockman representing the Giants and Casey Single representing the Mets still are going over ground rules at the plate. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at the Polo Grounds, our national anthem. First base tonight for the New York Mets, rookie Rod Caniel. Manager Casey Single wants to start, the right-hand batter. Gil Hodges still is bothered by the knee that has been bothering him so very much lately, so he is unable to start the ball game. The two left-hand hitters are Marv Thornberry and Ed Boucher, but Manager Single is elected to go with the rookie Rod Caniel at first base. Charlie Neal is at second base tonight for the Mets. Elio Chacon is a shortstop, and Felix Mancia is the third baseman tonight for the Mets. Frank Thomas is in left field. Joe Christopher has been moved over to center. And Jim Hickman is in right. Christopher and Hickman actually have switched places tonight. Harry Chidi, a right-hand hitting catcher, is behind the plate. And Roger Craig has completed his warm-up. The throw goes through to second base around the infield. Wes Westrum has come down into the coaching box at first for the San Francisco Giants. Whitey Lockman moves out to the lines at third to represent manager Alvin Dart. And stepping into the batter's box, Chuck Tiller, the second baseman. Chuck Tiller has a season batting average of 264. He has 8 doubles this season. Roger Craig into the windup, the first pitch of the ballgame. Front run has a drive towards the into right field. Hickman ranging back. He has it lined up, takes it in the edge of the winding track in front of the bullpen for the out. So Chuck Tiller has opened up the ballgame by having on the first pitch thrown by Roger Craig. It's flying out deep to right as the ball is hauled down by Jim Hickman. Now here is Willie McCovey. Willie McCovey, who is playing right field tonight. Willie McCovey. Came to the major leagues, of course, as a first baseman and was rookie of the year. His first year up. Tall, rangy, big fella. That's deep in the batter's box. Roger Craig into the windup. Here's a pitch to McCovey. Can see the center for a foul strike. Slow curveball. Here's a pitch low for a ball. It's 1-1. McCovey has a season batting average of 310. He has 5 home runs and 11 runs batted in. He waits for the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, has a drive going deep to right field. It's a great player, and it does it. The home run for McCovey. Off the sideline of the upper deck. Willie McCovey with a home run off Roger Craig. He was brought up early in the season from Minneapolis and has gone on the great start. I mean, now 31 years of age, and back now at the scene of some of his greatest triumphs, Willie Mays. Willie has a season batting average now of 309. He's in the middle of a hot streak. Roger Craig with the pitch blown away for ball one to Willie Mays. Leads the league in home runs with 16. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. The Giants are in front 1-0 on the first inning home run of Willie McCovey. That pitch is high for ball. It's 2-1. Ejected and took it outside. 3 balls and 1 strike now to Willie Mays. One of the most exciting baseball players of our time. Willie does things with a flourish. And has been a standout major leaguer since the day he arrived. Here's a drive into the glove of Mancia. He hangs on to it for the out. A hard strike on a line. And Mancia took it for the out. Orlando Cepeda coming up. How this fellow has been ripping the baseball. He is receiving a liberal sprinkling of blues along with the fog. Last Sunday in San Francisco, he and Roger Craig got a few blows. Here is a pitch swung on and foul off at strike one. in a General Mealy, Orlando Cepeda and Roger Craig hooked up. Actually, Craig hit Cepeda with a pitch ball. Cepeda started out toward the mound with the bat last Sunday in San Francisco. Got on over the first, had a few words. Manager Alvin Dark tackled Cepeda to keep it from going to the mound. A moment later, Chacon and Mays had at it. Here's a swing and a hopping ground ball. He's short. Taken by Chacon. He'll have to get it loose. He does, and he's out at first base. Ron Caneal giving it a big stretch over there. Cepeda has grounded out. Elio Chacon to Ron Caneal. And in the top half of the first inning, the Giants got one run on one hit. The homer by McCovey. No errors and nobody left. And at the end of one half inning of play, the score is the San Francisco Giants 1 and the New York Mets 0. Now here's the score on cigarettes. If you figure you're losing out with a brand that's tasting hotter and drier with every smoke, make a real switch. Come all the way up to Kool.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking Kool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to Kool. Kool Menthol Magic brightens taste, refreshing all day through. Feel extra coolness in your throat as Kool comes through for you. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking Kool. You're not smoking cool, cool, cool enough till you come up to Kool.
Yes, fans, Kool Menthol Magic will score every time. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat all through the game. Get Kool filter games or Kool without filter. As we go to the bottom half of the first inning, leading off for the New York Mets, Elio Chacon. Elio Chacon and Willie Mays started the battle last Sunday in San Francisco, and Chacon was ejected from the ballgame. So here is Elio up to lead off for the Mets. Billy Pierce is on the mound for the San Francisco Giants. He's won 7 games and lost 9. That pitch is in there for a call strike. Billy Pierce is 35 years of age. Came up to the major leagues in 1945 with Detroit as a pitch in there for a call strike. 2-strike count out of Chicago. And he seemed to have fallen on hard times with the Chicago White Sox. He's traded over to the Giants, and manager Alvin Dark has been spacing him about 5 or 6 days between starts. There's a pitch outside. And the result is 7 consecutive victories for Billy Pierce. And manager Dark said before the ball game that he intends to keep right on spacing Pierce out there about 5 days, maybe 6 days between starts. Swing the foul ball off the end of the back. And manager Dark said also that he intends to do the thing that he has done by the mound, try to start Billy Pierce in the first game of a series, whenever possible. Pointing out that that's the way the White Sox working for years. They would start him first in the big series. That pitch is inside the ball. 2-2 the count to Elio Chacon. Cookie LaMajetta is coaching his first base tonight, as usual for the Mets, and Sally Hemus is around at third. He watches outside for ball 3, and it's 3-2 now to Elio Chacon, with Rod Caneal waiting on deck. Defensively, the Giants have Orlando Cepeda at first base, Chuck Hiller at second, Jose Pagan at short, and Jim Davenport at third. Philippe Lou in left, Willie Mays in center, and McCovey in right. There's a swing and drive run down the right field line, and it is a fair ball, one hop to the log. Chacon's on his way to second, McCovey up with it, tries it in, a stand-up double for Elio Chacon. Elio Chacon sliced that one down the right field line. It hit in the warning track. A couple of feet inside the foul line. Just one hop to the wall, and William McCovey had to come over and play the ricochet. But you're going with plenty of speed round at first. Kept right on going and pulled up standing at second base with nobody out. The Mets have a runner at second. Right-hand batter Rod Gineal is coming up. Catcher Tom Haller has gone out to have a word with Billy Pierce. The catcher, Tom Haller, is much taller than his Pierce. Haller was a college football star at the University of Illinois. He was a quarterback here, a D quarterback. But more importantly, he is a fine catcher for the San Francisco Giants. And he returns to his position behind the plate. And a little rhythmic applause has begun here in the stands. And Pierce goes into the stretch and here's the pitch to Camille. He checks it and takes it low for ball one. Looking out into the center field area at the crowd, fans are standing on the ramps on either side of the bleacher area. Deep on those ramps back there. He's swinging the ground ball to the left side. Chacon is holding. Pagan has it. He plays over the plate in time for the out. No advance. So Rod Gineal has grounded out. Pagan is the plate. On the ground ball, he's short. There was no chance for Chacon to go, of course. And brings up the number three man in the batting order, Charlie Neal. Billy Pierce out there is facing the Mets, of course, for the first time. Having won all seven of his National League starts, and he has gone the complete route in three of them. Pierce holds wins over the St. Louis Cardinals, the Houston Colts 45, the Philadelphia Phillies, and two each over the Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Pitch to Neal is low for ball one. Billy Pierce last worked on May 25th. That was last Friday night. In San Francisco, against the Phillies, he lasted 8 1/3 innings to win 10-7. He gave up 7 runs on 11 hits. He walked 2 and he struck out 8. So Billy Pierce has had plenty of rest. Swinging a foul tip back and out of the big glove with Tom Haller. 1-1 to count to Charlie Neal with Frank Thomas in the on-deck circle. Still coming in here, and there are some fans standing in the back of the lower deck and some visible standing in the back of the upper deck. Pitch is low for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. It is one of those historic nights in baseball, of course, when the Giants have come back to the Polo Grounds. To catch Charlie Neal's place. There's a swing and a drive right out of the right field. Chacon's tagging up. McCovey is over waiting. McCovey takes it. Chacon tags and moves on to third. The throw is coming in. It is not in time. Chacon moves to third base after the catch of the fly ball. 2 men out of Frank Thomas coming up. So with the Giants leading by a score of 1-0, the New York Mets have a man at third with 2 out, and it is up to Frank Thomas. Up and manager Casey Stengel's batting order. Frank Thomas has a season batting average of .325. He has 13 home runs and 32 runs batted in. Conference at the mound for a moment. Tom Haller, the catcher. Billy Pierce, the pitcher. Shortstop Jose Pagan. The Mets trying to push one across here in the bottom half of the first inning before a big night crowd at the Polo Grounds. And there is a doubleheader scheduled tomorrow afternoon, a Saturday afternoon doubleheader between these same two teams. Pierce is not sure that he's all set, so he calls Haller back out to the mound. Set to resume with no count as yet to Frank Thomas. Mitch Smith is outside for a ball. Billy Pierce working with a windup with 2 men out and the runner at third. The football press box is open tonight and amply populated. They seem to be packed and jammed in there, as a matter of fact, in addition to the baseball press box. It is swing to drive, full foul. Going to stand down the left field line. Belted it on the button by Thomas Weller and Butler, full foul. He's the full hitter, of course. 1-1 to count. Football press box, to which we made reference, is located on top of the upper deck here at the Polo Ground, down the right field line. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Thomas. Taken outside for ball. It's 2-1. Felix Mancia is on deck for the Mets. Ball coming back and out of play. It's 2-2. There was that same electric atmosphere evident before the start of tonight's ball game that was evident on Memorial Day. Early tonight, of course, the newsreel cameraman arrived, setting up batteries of cameras out in center field to get the Giants coming out of the clubhouse on the field for the first time. And then during batting practice, scores of newspaper men, magazine writers, broadcasters, all around. Everybody that didn't get interviewed tonight before the ball game just isn't much of a scholar. Here's a pitch in there for a foul, strike three. He took it, and he is fouled out on strike three down the side. That is strikeout number one for Billy Pierce. And in the bottom half of the first inning, the New York Mets got no run on one hit, no errors, and one man left as Chacon died at third. So at the end of one full inning of play, the score is the San Francisco Giants 1 and the New York Mets nothing. Keep in mind, there's a doubleheader coming up tomorrow afternoon starting at 1 p.m. And a single game, the Giants and the Mets, on Sunday. The advance ticket window is open here at the Polo Ground 7 days a week, where you may buy tickets to any future home games of the New York Mets. And also, there's a ticket office in Grand Central Station, another in Pennsylvania Station. And also, you may make reservations at Howard Closed Stores, or you may order your tickets by mail, addressing your request to ticket manager, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. Well, let's take a look at action elsewhere in the majors. A twi-night game, the first game of a twi-night doubleheader in Philadelphia. At the end of six innings of play, the Los Angeles Dodgers 5 and the Philadelphia Phillies 3. Dan Williams started for the Dodgers, Ron Baranowski in the 6th. Paul Brown started for the Phillies, Chris Short in the 4th, and Jack Balchin in the 7th. Jim Gilliam has homered for the Dodgers. Wes Westrum has homered. That's for the Phillies, of course. The Houston Joe 45 to Pittsburgh tonight. It'll be Golden going against Gibbons. St. Louis Cardinals go against the Milwaukee Braves. And in the only action this afternoon in the National League, the Cincinnati Reds defeated the Chicago Cubs 5-2. Joey Jay got the win. Don Cardinal took the loss. Ken Hubbs and Gordon Coleman had home runs in that ball game. Right now, Philippe Alou is at the plate. The leadoff for the San Francisco Giants in the top half of the second inning. Here's a fellow who has stepped into the lineup and come into his own this year for the Giants. The only big slump they've had this year came at a time when Felipe Alou was out of the lineup. Roger Craig gives him a curveball and he fouls it off for strike one. Whitey Lockman fields it off the coaching line there at third. In the American League tonight, Cleveland is at Detroit. Chicago is at Baltimore, and the White Sox scored one in the top half of the first inning, so the White Sox lead Baltimore 1-0. Herbert against Pappas. Washington is at Minnesota. Boston at Kansas City, and the Yankees are on the coast meeting the Los Angeles Angels. We'll keep you posted throughout the game on scores of other games. Here's a pitch inside to Felipe Alou. It's 1-1. His brother, Matty Alou, has had a little difficulty. And visited Dr. Harrison McLaughlin today for an examination of his ailing thigh. There's a pitch in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Alou is leading off here for the Giants on the top of the second. Pitch is swung on and fouled off, out of play. The count holds at 1-2. Matty Alou has had trouble with that thigh injury the latter part of last season, and actually this is a recurrence. The doctor today advised him to stay out of action for a while. But big brother Felipe Lou is at the plate right now with a count of one ball and two strikes.
Swing and a miss. Big struck him out.
Strikeout number one for Roger Craig tonight. That will bring up the catcher, Tom Haller. Haller's hitting 255. The Giants also have Ed Bailey and Joe Pignatano in the catching core of the ball club. This one is popped up to the right side. Charlie Neal goes back in short right, and there also is Rod Caneal, and Rod Caneal takes it to the big glove, waving Charlie Neal away. So Haller has popped out to Rod Caneal, who went back into short right field to make the play on the ball. Two away, nobody on, and third baseman Jim Davenport is coming up. Davenport has a season batting average of 319, and he has five home runs. Giants still feel that they would have won the pennant in 1959 had it not been for an injury to Jim Davenport late in the season, which kept him out of the lineup. Roger Craig with a windup and a pitch in there for a tall strike one. He set him the fastball. Again, Craig is set to work. Pitches outside for a ball. Craig last worked against these Giants in San Francisco last Sunday, losing 7-1. Swing and a drive in the left field for a base hit. Mike Thomas over, up with it. Relays it in, turning and holding at first is Jim Davenport with a sharp single to left. That is the second hit for the Giants off Craig. The first one was the homer by McCovey in the first inning. So with two men out, Davenport at first and Jose Pagan, the shortstop, is coming up. Roger Craig's lifetime record against the Giants is 9 victories and 3 losses. That pitch is low and away for ball. Leads it first, and Craig turns and fires over there. He gets back safely. Rod Caneal playing first base for the Mets tonight. Curveball swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Working 7 innings last Sunday, Roger Craig gave up 6 runs. 2 of them earned. Only 2 of them earned. He allowed 9 hits. He walked 2 and struck out 9. Throws over, not in time. Curveball swung on right back to Craig. He has it. Plays to Caneal in time for the out that retires the side. Pagan grounding out in the top of the second. The San Francisco Giants got no runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. And at the end of an inning and a half, the score is the San Francisco Giants 1 and the New York Mets nothing. Well, you've all seen what happens when a player goes into a batting slump. But say, you fans who are smokers, did you ever find your cigarette going into a slump? That brand you've been smoking ever begin to taste hot, dry, and flat? When your cigarette begins to strike out on you, it's time you made a change, a real change. It's time you came up to cool. Fact is, your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to cool. That's because Cool's menthol magic actually brightens taste. It's refreshing all day through. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat all day long. Extra coolness no other cigarette can give you. And that's why right now is the time to come up, all the way up, to cool. Get Cool Filter Kings or Cool Without Filter. Now, on with the game. The makers of Cool are happy to be playing such a big part in bringing you these games, and they especially hope that you're enjoying this one. we go to the bottom half of the second inning, the New York Mets send up Felix Mancia, Harry Sheedy, and Joe Christopher to face left-hander Billy Pierce. Mets have one hit off here so far. Chacon opened up the ball game with a double, moved to third on a fly ball, and then died right there. Here's the ground ball to the right side. Cepeda has it, plays to Pierce covering, and he's out by a step, and only by a step. And Cookie Lollichetto in protest, and so is Felix Mancia. A very close play at first base. As Cepeda had to go to his right to take the ground ball, slipped to Billy Pierce covering, and Mancia wasted no time getting down there. But he's out, 3-1 if you're scoring. Harry Sheedy, big right-hand batting catcher, is coming up now. Billy Pierce looking in to get a sign from Tom Haller. Dips into the windup, and here's the pitch. It's outside for ball one to Sheedy with Joe Christopher now in the on-deck circle. That pitch is in there for a call strike. In the fastball, it's 1-1. They play Cheedy just about straight away. Swinging a foul ball off the right side out of play. And now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your radio dial. Present temperature, 78 degrees.
This is Lindsay Nelson with Ralph Kander and Bob Murphy. Count it 1-2 to Cheedy. There's a pitch low. 2-2. One man out and nobody on base for the New York Mets batting in the bottom half of the second inning. Giants starting play tonight in first place by one half game over the second place Los Angeles Dodgers. Here's a swing and a foul ball back under the screen and out of play. Giants were defeated last night by the Phillies while the San Francisco Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers were winning here. That cuts the lead of the Giants to one half game, but they are still on top. Before the ball game, we dropped in to visit with Alvin Dark and how are things going. He said, as long as we finish one half game on top, we'll be delighted. Here's a ground ball to shortstop. Pagan has it. Can't find the handle. It breaks away from him. Easy to take the free base. We'll get the Flores decision on that one for you. It is an error on Pagan. Flores has an error on Jose Pagan. And the Mets have a base runner with one man out and Joe Christopher coming up. On the ground ball, Pagan had it squared, had it in the glove, and then dropped it and couldn't find it. While Cheedy streaked on down to first base. The San Francisco Giants are leading by a score of 1-0 by virtue of Willie McCovey's first inning home run. McCovey is playing right field tonight for the Giants, and Felipe Lou is in left. Harvey Keene is out of the lineup tonight. This comes in on one big hop. Joe Christopher, fielded nicely by Tom Halliby on the plate, and it's ball one. Manager Alvin Dark is aware that this is a team of tremendous power, but he still thinks, as he puts it, they will go just as far as the pitching will take them. Again, the ball is in the dirt. Hall has to block it out in front of him. It's 2-0 to Joe Christopher. Applause of the big Friday night crowd here at the Polo Grounds has begun. Here started into the stretch and then stepped off the rubber. Now, once again, he is ready, looking in to get a side. He has it. He's into the stretch. Sheedy leads at first base. Pitch to Christopher Lowe for ball three. It is 3-0 now to Joe Christopher. And Jim Hickman is on deck for the New York Mets. a packed house here at the Polo Ground. Shirt sleeve crowd as well. That's fastball in there for a call, strike one. 3-1. Christopher, he was taking all the way. He's looking down to Solly Hemus now. Solly's running through the repertoire of time. Christopher finding out whether he is free to swing away if he gets his pitch or whether he is shaky here on 3-1. One man out and the runner at first. The pitch. Beattie was running, but he called for it, so there's no throw and he walked. Going on the 3-1 pitch, but Christopher took it outside, so there was no throw. Cheedy pulls up safely at second. Christopher walks to first with the first base on ball issued by Billy Beard. With runners at first and second. One man out. Jim Hickman, batting number 8 in the batting order, is coming up. Hickman has 7 home runs this season. Beard bluffed the throw over to first, and Cepeda covered the bag, and Christopher was off of there, but no throw was ever made, and Christopher dived back in safely. No throw ever made to first base. Our runners leading first and second. Pitch to Hickman. Low for ball one. Orlando Cepeda had been playing a deep first base, and actually he managed to ease back in there and was at the bag. Christopher looked up and saw Cepeda covering and dived back in, although Pierce never did throw the ball. Pierce is into the stretch now. The pitch to Hickman. Taken for a called strike one. It's 1-1. Jim Hickman has a good eye at the plate. He's gone 15 walks this season. Frequently has been in the lineup in the leadoff position. They're relaxing a moment, waiting for Pierce to get a sign. Now the 35-year-old left-hander is into the stretch. And the pitch, swung on and fouled off. Dribbler down the third baseline. Solly Hemus and Tom Haller both go for it. Haller gets there first. Hemus yells down to Ogie Donatelli, the umpire, saying, take a look at it. He does, and throws it back in there. Donatelli is an umpire who gets down on his right knee before every pitch, right down on the ground. And friends are frequently kidding and say, Augie, you ought to get at least 3 pairs of pants with every suit because he wears them out pretty well. Gets right down on the knee before every pitch. 1-2 pitch. It's swung on and popped up to the right side in foul territory behind the bag. McCovey is, rather, Cepeda is there and he takes it. No advance as Cepeda runs it back to the infield. And Hickman has fouled out behind the bag at first. With runners at first and second, holding two away, Roger Craig is due up. And he is coming out of the dugout and is on his way to the plate. Cepeda over talking to Billy Pierce. Craig at the plate, tall right-hand batter. Runners leading first and second. Pitches in there for a call strike. Runners leading first and second. Pitches in there for a call strike. Slow curveball. Looking in for the side. Helio Chacon kneeling in the on-deck circle for the Mets. Giants lead by a score of 1-0. There's a swing and a fly ball going back in the bag at first in foul territory. Cepeda over, and Cepeda takes it to the out. So Roger Craig has fouled on to Cepeda. And in the bottom half of the second inning, the Mets got no runs on no hits, one error, and 2 men left. And at the end of 2 full innings of play at the Polo Ground, the score is San Francisco Giants 1 and the New York Mets nothing. And as we go along with this game, a man who's been spending the day drying out in the sunshine after getting drenched last night on the field, Mr. Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Lindsay. And here is Billy Pierce against Roger Gregg. And the first pitch to him is down low, ball one. Billy Pierce, a left-handed batter, batting ninth in the batting order. Billy's a good hitter for a pitcher. He has a .263 average, and he really battles the other pitchers all the way down the line. Another fastball is down low, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Billy Pierce, the man who made Frank Lane famous. There's the pitch outside, ball, strike one. Billy Pierce was the best deal that Frank Lane ever made. He picked him up from Detroit for Aaron Robinson. And, of course, Billy went on to be a great pitcher for the Chicago White Sox. A swing and a bouncing ball foul. Two balls and two strikes. Billy needs only four more victories to win 200 ball games in his major league career. When he was taken away from Detroit, or traded away, he had a record of three wins and no losses. Two balls and two strikes, a 1-0 game, Giants lead, and Roger Craig back to the plate, outside with a curveball, ball three. Full count on Billy Pierce, the on-deck batter is Elio Chacon. Correction, the on-deck batter is Chuck Hiller. 3-2 pitch, bounced on the ground to the right of first base. A nice stop by Keneal. He throws to Roger Craig, covering at first base for out number one. Rod Keneal, who is playing in place of Joe Hodges, who has an injured knee, a fine play. So one out here in the top of the third inning, and the batter is Chuck Hiller. Left-handed batter flies to deep right field his first time up. He is batting .263. And many experts claim he's the fellow that put the added cog in the wheel to get the San Francisco Giants going. Craig with the first pitch to Hiller, a fastball at the knee, strike one. At the start of the season, they were trying to deal for Javier of the St. Louis Cardinals to get a second baseman. There's a swing and a base hit right through the middle in the center field. Hiller rounding at first base holds there as the center fielder Joe Christopher comes up with the ball and throws it in. So now a runner at first base and the batter is Willie McCovey. The third hit off Roger Craig. The first one was a home run by Willie McGovey in his first appearance here in the Polo Ground. It was a long drive off of the facade of the upper deck. Bill McGovey now with six home runs and in the batter's box. Roger Craig with a pitch down around the knees that swung on and fouled away. McGovey batting .318. He originally was a first baseman, and he played first base for the Giants. But they moved Cepeda out to the outfield to allow him to play there, and that didn't work. Throw to first base, but Hiller back in Giants. So they switched it around. They put Cepeda back at first and put McCovey in the outfield. A quick throw to first base. Hiller dives back in. He's safe. Roger Craig with a fine move at first base. He likes to throw. He really works on those runners. A one strike pitch to McCovey. Popped up down the left field side. It could be a home run. And there it goes. Going from first base, Chuck Hiller. Barely ambling around the bases. Now third. Willie McCovey with his second home run of the ball game. The Giants lead 3-0. That home run was right down the left field foul line, and it went on top of the roof. Joe McCovey now with one to right and one to left, and he has driven in all three runs in the ballgame. The batter now, Willie Mays. Into the windup, and the first pitch to Mays is a curveball outside ball one. Willie lying out to third base, his only try here in the Polo Grounds since he left here back in 1958. Willie batting 307. There's a slider that's outside. Ball two. Third inning, and now Craig back to Willie Mays, and a big swing and a foul back on the press box. Another count now, two balls and one strike. Willie McCovey with two home runs here in the ballgame to drive in all three of the runs scored in the ballgame. So the Giants lead it right here in the top of the third, 3-0. Now, and the 2-1 pitch. Hard ground ball to Chacon. Willie can't get out of the box. Chacon fumbles it, but has time to throw him out. Willie Mays tripped as he tried to get out of the batter's box and didn't get away in time. Chacon, who fumbled the ball, had plenty of time to pick it up and throw him out. So, two men out now. Mays down for the second time in the ball game, and the batter is Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda grounded out to short his first drive. That was his first appearance here in the Polo now. And he came into the ballgame as the National League leading batter. He was batting 350. He now has dropped to 348. Roger Craig to the right-handed batter, and he takes low outside, ball one. The Beta is tied for the National League lead and runs batted in with Tommy Davis. He has 49. 1-0 pitch to Cepeda, big swing, and a top ball to third. Felix Mancia up for the ball, over to first base to Rod Caneal, and that retires the side. In the innings for the San Francisco Giants, two big runs on two hits. A two-run home run by Willie McGovey. No errors in the inning, and no one left. And the score at the end, a 2-1/2 innings of play. The San Francisco Giants 3, the New York Mets nothing. Bottom half of the third inning, and the Mets need 3 to tie. They'll send up Elio Chacon as their leadoff man against Billy Fair. Billy now making his 8th appearance of the season, all starting appearances. He has yet to lose a game in the National League. He has a record of 7 wins and no losses since being traded over from the Chicago White Sox. Chacon takes the first pitch. It's down low, ball one. Elio doubled the right field his first time up. He's batting 266. He has the only base hit off Billy Pierce. A left-hander backs the plate with a fastball. It's all strike one. One ball and one strike. Pierce throws a slow curveball. It's a good one. A good slider. His best pitch. And a fastball that is not quite like what it was. There's the ball to right again, and McCovey is playing it over through the line, and he has time to get to it, and he makes the catch. Willie McCovey in the first inning was playing much further to right center, and he couldn't get to the ball. It's throwing it down the line. So this time, he moved over and picked it up for out number one. Now the batter, Rod Caneal. Rod playing in place of Gil Hodges, who has an injured knee. He bats on the right-hand side. And he has a 250 average. First pitch to him. Hits sharply to the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. He goes to his left and makes the play to first base in time. That ball was well hit. Hiller took it on the first bounce. He moved to his left for out number two. So two balls well hit off of Billy Pierce. And two balls caught. So two men are down now, and Charlie Neal the batter. Charlie flat out to right field. He is 0-for-1. And the first pitch to him is up high, ball one. Neal batting 262. Score of the ball game, 3-0 New York. The ex-New York team, the San Francisco Giants. lot of old fans back in the ballpark here tonight. There's a drive to left field. A loop going back. It's running there. And he can't get to it. Tony Neal going for two. Ball's in the bullpen. Here goes Neal for three. And the throw in will not be in time. Tony Neal with a long dribble, a line shot over the head of Felipe Lu. And a Lou who can run almost caught up with it out there about 400 feet away, but the ball was hit so hard he couldn't do it. So that's hit number two off Billy Ferris. The runner at third base with two men out in the batter, Frank Thomas. Thomas was called out in the fastball in the outside corner his first time up. He is 0 for 1. Batting 323. And Tom Haller talking to Billy Ferris out in the mound. Was a great quarterback for the University of Illinois in the Big Ten one time. He's a big fella. He's the catch in the ball game. Now with two out, the infield will play back, and Frank Thomas is in the batter's box. Giants lead it 3-0. And the first pitch to Thomas, a slow curveball that stays outside ball one. Giants, 3 runs on 4 hits. The New York Mets, no runs on 2. Three fans, tickets for the remaining games of this homestand, which concludes Sunday, may be purchased now at the advanced ticket window on 8th Avenue. That's the 8th Avenue side of the Polo Grounds, and for your shopping convenience, tickets for these and all future Met games are on sale at the Grand Central Station at the foot of the Vanderbilt Avenue ramp and in the Long Island waiting room of the Pennsylvania Station. Reservations for reserved and box seats also are accepted at all Howard Golding stores in Greater New York. To obtain tickets by mail, write to the ticket manager, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. And be sure to enclose the number of tickets you want, the price to cover them. Box seats are $3.50, reserved seats are $2.50, and an additional 25 cents to take charge of the handling. For the setting to start, we pause for station identification.
Time 8:55. WABC, New York's first station for music and sports. Temperature 85.
Bob Kiner with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from the Polo Grounds. Then the first pitch by Roger Craig to Felipe Lu is a curveball. It's outside. Ball one. Lu was struck out on the curveball his first time up. He is 0 for 1. Batting 329, a right-handed batter. Again, the curveball. This one outside, two. Ball two. Alou has been playing with an injured elbow. And he doesn't know how he got it. He woke up one morning. It was all swollen up. And he claims it bothers his throwing and batting. Next pitch by Craig. Outside, ball three. What is batting average? At the start of the game, 331, he's in the top 10, and he's off to a great start. This fella has great ability, good speed, good arm, good power. Three balls and no strikes in the top of the fourth. Next pitch is over, strike one. Craig with a slider. It'll be Felipe Lu, Tom Haller, and Jim Davenport here in the top of the fourth for the Giants. A 3-1 pitch, a fastball that's through at the knee, strike two. So Alou now, 3-2 with Roger Craig. Wind up and the full count pitch to a low bounce on the ground, a slow hit ball. They'll have to hurry to get him. They can't make a play. Roger Craig came off the mound to attempt to pick it up. He couldn't reach it. And Mantia, who is playing deep at third base on the 3-2 count, has no chance to pick it up and throw. So low with a base hit. That's hit number 5 off Roger Craig. In the bullpen for the first time since he became a Met, Bill Hunter. Bill was acquired from the Los Angeles Dodgers in the completion of the Charlie Neal deal. That sent Lee Walls to the Los Angeles Dodgers. So now a man at first base with no one out. The score 3-0 in favor of the Giants, and the batter is Tom Holler. Left-handed batter, and he takes in the dirt, dug out by Harry Cheedy, ball one. Up to the third baseman. He is 0 for 1. So to first base, the move back. He had a short lead. Augie Donatelli, the home plate umpire, umpiring now from one knee. He's right on the ground. Right knee, right down. Again a throw to first, again a move back. To say when he umpires that way, he would be a low ball umpire. Now time called. Frank Sicori, the first base umpire, Tony Vinzon, the second base umpire, and John Pryor out of third. One ball, no strikes, and the pitch back to the plate, catches at the knee, strike one. Strike. Holler batting 250. Again, the throw to first. This time, Alou has to dive back in, but he makes it. Alou can run. He has stolen 5 bases this year. Greg likes to bother the runners. He'll bulldog you all day over there. Again, the throw back. This time, Alou goes back in, standing up.
This is WGY 810 on your radio dial, Schenectady.
Craig missing with a fastball. Giants 3 runs on 5 hits. All 3 runs driven in by Willie McCovey. He's had 2 home runs in the ballgame. Mets have no runs on 2 hits. Again, a throwback. And the tag by Keneal coming late. Alou is safe. Westrum, the coach at first base. The rule goes. The ball is hit to right field. But there's room there. Coming over from center field, Joe Christopher. They're both there. Hickman calls and makes a catch. And coming back to first base after being all the way down to second, Billy Filou. So one man out now. The batter coming in will be Jim Davenport. Jim with one base hit in the ballgame. Came in at 319. One of 5 300 or better hitters in the Giant lineup. First pitch to the right-handed batter. A slider swung on a miss, strike one. Davenport now batting 323. He looks down at Whitey Lockman, who's coaching his third. Dark has 3 of his former teammates as his coaches, Larry Jensen the other. One strike pitch, a pitch out, but Alou does not go. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Well, Al Dark, as a ball player, was a great hit and run man. I'm sure he likes to see his players do the same. Davenport, a good competitor. Craig to first base again. Again, Alou back. Bigger lead this time. Craig bag again back over there. Lou has to scamper back in, but he makes it. Rod Keneal, the first baseman. Roger Craig, steady now, looking at first. And he delivers to the plate, a curveball hit on the ground, and Mancia. He knocks it down, picks it up, throws to second and dive. And safe on the force play at first base, Jim Davenport. Mancia moved to his left, got his glove down, the ball bounced off his glove, up into his chest, and then down in front of him. He picked it up and threw it to Johnny Neal in time to get a Lou at second base. So two men are out. Davenport exchanges with a Lou at first base, and the batter is Jose Pagan. Pitch to Jose, a right-handed batter, a curveball that's called a strike. Well, in the exchange of runners, the Mets came out on top. Lou, a much faster runner at first base, being exchanged for Jim Davenport. Davenport has one stolen base on the year. Roger Craig shaking no on the first sign, takes the second, and he comes back to pick on with a slider that's outside. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Jose batting 262. He is 0 for 1 in the ballgame. He, too, given some credit for the Giants' early start. He's played good ball. Throw to first, but Davenport with a short lead is back. Roger Craig with a 1-1 pitch. It's outside. Ball two. Two balls and one. In the last 4 years, the Giants have gotten off to a start that put them in first or second place every year until the month of June. They have been early starters. No one knows why. Duff Binney, their vice president, likes to say it because they train in Arizona. Outside with a curveball, ball three. Then he hastens to add that the Cubs train in Arizona, too. And three balls and one strike with two men out. We'll watch Davenport and see if he'll be going here. He's at first base. The score of the ball game, 3-0. Giants lead it. Now Craig with a lob throw to first. Oh, he's persistent over there. He can't go to sleep with Craig in the mound. Davenport does not go. The pitch is outside, ball four. That'll move Davenport on 90 feet to second base. And going to first base with the first walk of the ball game issued by Roger Craig, Jose Pagan. Billy Pierce. Billy, a left-handed batter. He has 5 hits and 20 times at bat. He has driven in 3 runs. He's a good hitter for a pitcher. A bouncy ball is short. Chacon has a tough chance. He comes up with the ball, can't make a play. Chacon, as all runners are safe, the bases are loaded, has a move to his right from his shortstop position near second, playing Billy Pierce as a somewhat of a pole hitter. And the ball was a slow bouncy ball. He had to come in. He made a good stop coming up with the ball. When he couldn't go to third, moving over there, Davenport in a hurry, he had no chance to go to first as he was moving completely away from the bat. So it'll be an infield hit. The bases are loaded now, and the batter is Chuck Hiller. Left-handed batter, 1-for-2 in the ball game. Batting 268. Roger Craig will wind up with the bases loaded, and the first pitch to Hiller is a curveball hit on the ground to Keneal. He comes up with it, makes the play at first base himself to retire the side. So in the inning, Roger Craig pitches out of a jam. The Giants no runs on 2 hits. There was 1 walk, no error, and three men left on. And the score at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play. The Giants 3, the New York Mets nothing. You know, the Mets yearbook containing action pictures and records of all the Mets, plus a complete history of many historic sporting events which took place here in the Polo Grounds, is on sale here in the stand. You also may order it by mail by sending 50 cents to Mets Yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. Well, we're moving to the bottom of the fourth inning, and Felix Mantilla leads off for the Mets. They need three to tie. He's a right-handed batter, and the first pitch to him is a strike call. Felix was retired in a very close play at first base. It was close enough to have an argument when he grounded down to first base, and Pierce was a little late covering. And he and Pierce arrived about the same time. One strike pitch to Felix, popped up in the air in foul territory. Hunter coming over by the dugout. Called for it, and he makes the catch. So Mantilla goes down, and Harry Sheedy comes in. Giants lead 3 runs on 6 hits. The Mets have no runs on 2. At the start of the ball game, the Giants had a half a game lead on the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League. Dodgers leading in their ball game in Philadelphia, the first of two. Harry Cheedy safe in the air, 0-for-1, and the first pitch to him hit on one bounce to the third baseman Davenport. He overhands it to Cepeda at first for out number two. So two quick outs by Billy Pierce as he works towards his 8th victory. Billy has yet to lose a ball game in the National League. And he has pitched 3 complete games. Now the batter is Joe Christopher. Joe playing in center field, the right-handed batter. Joe has walked in the ball game, so his average will stay as it was when he came in at 184. 3-0 game Giants as Pierce comes to the plate with a slider that's a strike. Here's a final on the Los Angeles Philadelphia game. The Dodgers won it 11-4. Winning pitcher in the ball game was Williams. Joe Christopher takes a pitch down the dirt, bounced off of the glove of Tom Holler for ball one. One ball and one strike. Williams had help from Baranowski in the 6th inning. They combined to allow Philadelphia 12 hits, but they could only score 4 runs. The losing pitcher was Mound for the Phillies. One ball, one strike with 2 outs. Christopher, a swing, a bouncing ball to third. Davenport up with it, throws over to first base to get Christopher by 6 steps to retire the side. In the inning, 3 up and 3 down, and a score now at the end of 4. San Francisco Giants 3, the New York Mets nothing. And as we move to the top of the 5th inning, once again, it's quite a thrill to bring in Lindsey Nelson. And Lindsey, it's quite a thrill to sit here in front of all these people here in the Polo Grounds. It's really great to see baseball enjoyed like this.
And before the ball game, we were talking to Ed Bailey, who, of course, with the Cincinnati Reds, was in here many times before. The Giants left, and to Alvin Dark, of course, who played here, and they were saying as we watched the stand slowly fill, that it was a great thrill to be back in New York and see this kind of a crowd. The official attendance figures, of course, have not yet been compiled. It appears to be just about a full house. If you're going to guess, you would have to guess in the area of 50,000 fans, give or take 1,000 or so. But it's a big crowd on hand for the return of the Giants to the Polo Ground. As Al Kana has told you, the Dodgers won the first game of their quinine doubleheader in Philadelphia 11-4. The end of 2.5 innings, the Pirates lead the Houston Gold 45-1-0. St. Louis does Milwaukee tonight. That's Jackson against Shaw. And this afternoon, the Cincinnati Reds defeated the Cubs 5-2. In the American League, it's Cleveland and Detroit tonight. Perry against Larry. The end of 4 innings, the White Sox lead the Orioles 1-0. Washington is at Minnesota tonight. Stenhouse against Scott. Boston is at Kansas City. And the Yankees are on the coast. Here's McCovey at the plate. And and he takes the pitch low for a ball. Willie McCovey has been up twice and has had two home runs. One to right and one to left. That pitch is in there for a call strike. It's 1-1. McCovey has accounted for all three of the San Francisco Giant runs, with a one-run homer in the first inning and a two-run homer in the third. Big left-hand batter. He checks and takes the curveball in there for a foul strike two. It's 1-2. Right now, Willie McCovey is batting 341 for this season. Pops this one up. A high pop down towards first in foul territory, and now Caneal is running it on down, and Rod Caneal grabs it in foul territory. He and Chidi both were approaching, and Caneal took his eye off the ball a moment to look at Chidi. Then had to lunge for the ball as it came back down. But McCovey fouled out to first base, and here's Willie Mays. As it has been all night, it's a mixed greeting for Willie, although the tears outweigh the booze. He's not priced it out of hit here tonight. Roger Craig with the curveball in there for a foul strike to Willie Mays. Craig again is set to work, and here's the pitch taken high for a ball. It's 1-1 now to Mays. He'll be followed by Orlando Cepeda. Mays has a season batting average of 306. The pitch from the left field to right field. It is going, and it is gone. Home run number 17 for Mays.
Extra dry. Tell you why.
Yes, sir. They tell you that Rheingold has a taste all its own. Crisp and bright and clean, clear through. Enjoy some along with this ball game. As we move to the bottom half of the fifth inning, Jim Hickman is up to lead off for the New York Mets. He's been up one time and fouled out to first base. Pierce has started still in the ballgame, undefeated in the National League this season. Hickman fouls it off, trying to run it on the third baseline. Some fellow here in the stands has a big placard made up. One side it says, "Bring Willie back." And you flip it up on the other side, it says, "Mays for Governor." Willie is a familiar figure out there in center field right now. He's turning to look over into the bleachers. He's getting a lot of personal attention out there. Willie's looking into the bleacher crowd now, hands on his knees. He is very much aware of the fans out there. The strike one count to Hickman. A let-up pitch goes high, and it's ball one. It's one and one. Now Willie stands and stares back over into the bleacher area. It's a swing and a drive going out to left center field. It's in there for a base hit. Willie Mays scoops it up, fires it to second, takes a wide turn at first and holding up. It's Jim Hickman. As he opens up, bottom half of the fifth, and Roger Craig is due up for the Mets, so let's see if he's going to be coming out of the dugout. Richie Ashburn is at the bat right. Throwing the bullpen for the New York Mets, the young left-hander. Ashburn was in the midst of a hot streak, and he came up with a shoulder injury that has kept him from being in the starting lineup. This calls for a conference at the mound, as Ashburn still is standing in the on-deck circle. Chuck Hiller comes in from second. Jose Pagan comes in from short. Allard goes out to the mound, if they want to get together on how they're going to play it. Here's the announcement of Ashburn. Craig is out of the ballgame, having pitched five innings in which he gave up four runs on six hits. He struck out one and walked one. He allowed three home runs to account for the four runs that the San Francisco Giants have. Willie McCovey had two of them, and Willie Mays had one. The Giants lead the Mets by a score of 4-0. And the Mets are batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Jim Hickman leads off the bag at first base. Pitch is low. It's 2-1. Helio Chacon is in the on-deck circle for the New York Mets. Don't forget the doubleheader here at the Polo Grounds tomorrow afternoon. 1 p.m. starting time. The Giants and the Mets. Hickman leads it first. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a cross strike. Ashburn took the stride. Did not swing to that. It's 2-2. Ashburn has a batting average of 356. He's gone 14 walks this season. Billy Pierce has won seven straight ball games for the San Francisco Giants and has yet to lose one in the National League. Steps off the rubber. Hardy sets to go once again, looking into his side to catch a Tom Allen. Hickman leads it first. The beta is not holding him at all. It's swinging a foul ball. Back to the bag of three. Davenport taking, hoping for a play. He gets to the ferry on the ball. In the stands out of play. Back to the bag of third. Umpire Paul Pryor digging right along with Davenport, hoping to get a good look at the possible play, which did not develop.
10 for the New York Mets. With Roger Craig, of course, out of the ballgame now. Throw over the first base, not in time. That's a bit of a circle around. Coming in at a 6 or so, and Hickman got back safely. The Cookie Lounge the other day. Alert coaching first base for the Mets. The Cookie Lounge the other day. Alert coaching first base for the Mets. It's a pitch that is popped up back at second. Chuck Hiller is back there. Mays backing him up, and Hiller makes the catch for the out. So Ashburn has popped out to short center. Second baseman Hiller going back to make the play. Hickman holds it first, one away, and Elio Chacon coming up. Double down the right field line in the first inning and slide to right. McCovey played him over a little more towards the line that second time. McCovey made the catch, and McCovey is staying over there this time. Sort of towards the line, not swung over towards Dillon nearly as much as he was in the first inning on Elio Chacon, a right-hand batter. Now he played him straight away. He's swinging a ground ball to second base. Hiller backhand, just on the bag. He's out the door to first. He's out a double play. Elio Chacon hitting him to a double play. That went from Chuck Hiller to Orlando Cepeda. Bottom half of the fifth. The New York Mets got no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of five innings complete at the Polo Grounds, the score is the San Francisco Giants 4 and the New York Mets nothing. Lieutenant, you're about to double hit here tomorrow, but coming up right now, a musical pitch with an interesting switch.
This is Tito Rodriguez for Rheingold Extra Dry.
Rheingold El Brindis Perfecto para todos, familia y amigos. De sabor sin igual, la cerveza ideal. Tome Rheingold bien fría y verá.
In Spanish it's magnífica. In English it's great. In any language, it's Rheingold Extra Dry. Rheingold is brewed longer and slower for flavor that's clean, clear through. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. Not bitter, not sweet. The dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
And now as we go to the top half of the sixth inning with the Giants coming up, the pitcher coming on for the New York Mets is Phil Hunter. Willard Hunter, obtained by the New York Mets from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was at Omaha at the time. He was the last player to be cut by the Dodgers. This season, he worked in 8 ball games at Omaha with no record, all in relief. He worked in 7 straight ball games. And this is his first appearance in the uniform of the New York Mets. Left-hander Willard Hunter, now of the New York Mets. And he will be facing Tom Haller, Jim Davenport, and Jose Pagan. While he is warming up, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
You are tuned to WGY Schenectady, your New York Mets station. Present temperature is 74 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at the Polo Grounds, where the San Francisco Giants lead the New York Mets by a score of 4-0. And Bill Hunter is working in relief of Roger Craig, who pitched 5 innings, allowed 4 runs, all the result of home runs. 2 by McCovey and 1 by Mays. One of McCovey's was a 2-run homer. He allowed 6 hits, struck out 1, and walked 1. Here's left-hand batter and catcher, Tom Haller. He's been up twice without a hit. First pitch by Hunter. Hit Haller, and he is hit by a pitch. Ball goes down to first base. So Haller, uninjured, arrived at first. And that brings Jim Davenport up. He is 1-for-2 tonight.
line checks and deals. Pitches low for a ball. Jose Pagan now on deck for the San Francisco Giants, managed by Alvin Dart. Wes Westrum coaching at first, and Whitey Lockman coaching around at third. Takes the pitch tight. So it's to Davenport at the plate, it's 2-0, and Rod Keneal, the rookie first baseman in the lineup tonight for the New York Mets, walks in a few steps on the grass to yell something over to pitcher Bill Hunter. Tom Haller takes his lead. Hunter's pitch is low into the dirt, dug up by Chidi. So it's 3-0. And Chidi this time walks out in front of the plate, rubbing up the baseball. Hunter has come on here. He has hit Haller, and he's gone 3-0 on Jim Davenport. Young fella in his first appearance here. It's around the outfield. Joined the New York Mets last weekend on the West Coast. Banked it in high for ball four. Walked in. That moves Haller to second. Davenport goes to first. And Jose Pagan, batting number 8 in the batting order, comes up for the San Francisco Giants, who started the night leading the National League one half game ahead of the second place Los Angeles Dodgers.
Cincinnati Reds, of course, won this afternoon. They are in third place. Starting the night's play, the Reds were only 4.5 games out of first, the defending National League champion, the Cincinnati Reds.
So here's right-hand hitter and shortstop Jose Pagan, with runners at first and second and nobody out. Hunter into the stretch. The pitch is swung on and foul. Back into the big level, Harry Chidi at strike one. Dave Hillman is throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. Right-hander, Dave Hillman. Warming up. Here's the pitch for Gunn coming in on one big hop. It hit way out in front of the plate and was blocked by Chidi. Rolls out in front of the plate. And it's 1-1. Rod Keneal defensively at first, playing in on the edge of the grass. And Mantilla at third is even with the bag in anticipation of the possibility of a sacrifice attempt here. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fly ball to right field. Hickman shifting back. Tagged up as Haller at second. Hickman takes the ball. Fires it on as Haller tags and moves. Throw is cut off by Chacon. And Haller slides safely into third. Tagging up and moving on after the catch of the fly ball in right field. Davenport holding it first. One away, and pitcher Billy Pierce coming up. He had an infield hit in the fourth inning. He is 1-for-2, and he's getting a hand here from the Polo Grounds fan. Billy Pierce, a native of Detroit. He had a great career with the Chicago White Sox. Has been called, and Harry Chidi has gone out to check with Bill Hunter. In an inning or so, we should have the official paid attendance figures for the night here at the Polo Grounds, and it's a good crowd. Polo Grounds just about filled up here on Friday night. Here's the pitch to Pierce, swung in. It's a ground ball back to the mound. Hunter has it, holds the runner, throws to first in time, and moving on to second is Davenport. But he held Haller at third. So there are two men out, runners at second and third now, and Chuck Gillard's coming up. It was a little number right back to the mound, and Bill Hunter came down, fielded it, held Haller, made the full pivot, and threw on to first as Davenport was running and moved on to second on the play. So here's left-hand batter Churchill coming up. The Giants are leading by a score of 4-0. In case you have joined us along the way, Willie McCovey has two home runs and Willie Mays has one. For Mays, his home run is number 17. He leads the majors in that department. Hiller is low and away for a ball. Probable pitchers for tomorrow's doubleheader for the New York Mets, Jay Hook and Venegas Ben Mizell. For the Giants, Jack Sanford and Jim Buffalo. Game time 1 p.m. at the Polo Grounds tomorrow. Hunter with the pitch. Swung on at the ground ball to the right side. Charlie Neal is over. He has it. He plays. Gerard Kinneal is first in time for the outfit. He's tied at the side. So the Giants in the top of the sixth got no runs on no hit, no errors, and two men left. And at the end of 5 1/2 innings to play, the score is the Giants 4 and the Mets nothing. Well, here we are in this first great year of the return of National League Baseball to New York, and we think that this time it's here to stay. You know, New Yorkers are great people, great sports fans, and if you ever doubted it, you should be out here and see them in action at the Polo Grounds. They deserve a National League team, and Rheingold is proud to be able to help make that possible by bringing you these play-by-play broadcasts. We'd like to wish that the Mets make as many friends in New York as Rheingold has over the years. You know, year after year, Rheingold has more fans in New York than any other beer. The reason is simple enough. Rheingold is the dry beer. And that means a big difference in taste. Dry tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way to taste brisk and bright and clean clear through. Why don't you enjoy a cold glass of Rheingold right now, along with this game, and join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. As we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, Rod Kinneal, Charlie Neal, and Frank Thomas will be coming up for the New York Mets to face left-hander Billy Pierce. Started the ball game and has held the Mets to a total of 3 hits thus far. Elio Chacon opened the ball game with a double. Charlie Neal had a triple in the third inning with 2 men out and died right there. Jim Hickman had a single and a fifth, and that's it so far for the Mets off Billy Pierce, who is undefeated in National League competition. One of the fine performers. He's won 7 and lost 9, and here's the pitch. Outside for ball 1 to Rod Kinneal. He's been up twice, grounded out both times. The New York Mets against the National League leaders, the San Francisco Giants. Swinging a foul ball, coming back in on the play. 1-1 now to Rod Kinneal. This is a rookie who played at Nashville in the Southern Association last season. And the season before that. Was used a great deal as an outfielder. Has good speed. Waiting for a 1-1 pitch, and here it is. Cut on, and that's a drive one deep. Charlie Neal comes up now. He had a tremendous triple in the bottom half of the third, way out to the bullpen area, over the head of Petey Felipe Alou. Here's your pitch. Swung on it. Hayes is over, and so is the right fielder, McCovey, and McCovey takes it to the out. Wallop for distance to right center, but many of you fans know here at the Polo Grounds there is all sorts of room out in the spacious center field area. Mays was over there, and so was McCovey, and Willie McCovey made the catch. Mike Thomas coming up now. One man out, nobody on base. Thomas with a batting average of 321. Nothing for two tonight. Pitch is in there for a call strike. Giants move second baseman Chuck Hiller over almost behind the bag at second. Against the full hitting prowess of Frank Thomas. They do not move shortstop Jose Pagan as far into the hole as many teams do, nor do they play Jim Davenport as near to the line as many teams do at third base. Thomas backs out of the batter's box, rubs his hands briskly together. The Mets have broken the scoring ice here in the bottom half of the sixth inning on Rod Keneal's first major league home run. Left-hander Billy Pierce comes and pitches outside for ball. It's 1-1. And Chuck Hiller goes back and calls. He makes a catch for the out. Mike Thomas is popped out. Chuck Hiller two away and nobody on. And Felix Mancia advancing to the plate for the New York Mets. Looking in to get a sign. There's nobody on base. Giants are leading the Mets by a score of 4-1. Now Pierce is set to work. The pitch is outside for a ball. And he has been up twice without a hit tonight. He's batting number 5, and that is the Casey Singles batting order. Pitch comes in low. It's ball two. This is the first game of a four-game series between the Mets and Giants. Doubleheads tomorrow, single game on Sunday, and that will wind up the current home stand. Mets will then hit the road, going to Philadelphia for night games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then they go on to Chicago. Swinging a ground ball full foul. Mets will be in Chicago against the Cubs on Friday the 8th. Saturday the 9th, and Sunday the 10th, all day games, of course, since there are no lights at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Then the Mets go on to Houston for four straight night games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Then the Mets come home against the Chicago Cubs the night of June 15th, the afternoon, ladies' day, Saturday afternoon, the 16th, and a doubleheader on Sunday the 17th. And then the Milwaukee Braves come in for three. They're swinging a foul ball into the stand. Milwaukee Braves will be in for 3 days, four games. The night game on Monday the 18th. Ladies' Day afternoon game on Tuesday the 19th. And a doubleheader on Wednesday afternoon, June 20th. So there's plenty of action coming up here at the Polo Grounds. And there are many convenient places where you can purchase your tickets. And we'll tell you about that from time to time on this broadcast. Count of 2-2 to Mancia with two men out and nobody on base. Willie Mays, they show the folks he's batting his basket catch here. He does. The basket catch, and there's the roar as Mancia is flying out to center. And in the bottom half of the sixth inning, the New York Mets got one run on one hit, the homer by Rod Keneal. No errors and nobody left. And at the end of six full innings of play at the Polo Grounds, the score is the San Francisco Giants 4, the New York Mets 1. And it is my pleasure now to welcome in here once again Bob Murphy.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. Fellow of the upper deck has a horn. He blows the horn, and then everybody in the stands was yelling, "Go!" and encouraged the New York Mets. Like a real cheering section. And we see that banner is up again that says, bring Willie back. And when he turns it around, it says, Mays for governor. The second game is going now in Philadelphia. The Dodgers did not score in the first. That's Don Drysdale against Jim Owens. The Dodgers won the opener 11-4 for their 12th straight win. Pittsburgh leading Houston 4-2 at the end of 3.5. Braves lead the Cardinals 1-0 at the end of 2, Jackson against Shaw. In a day game, Cincinnati down the Cubs 5-2. At the end of an inning and a half, Cleveland 4. And Detroit nothing. Jim Perry pitching for Cleveland. Frank Larry, who has been ailing, trying it tonight. At the end of 6, the White Sox lead the Orioles 2-0. Ray Herbert pitching for Chicago and Mel Pappas for Baltimore. At the end of 2, Washington nothing, the Minnesota Twins nothing, Dave Stenhouse against Jim Cott. Later tonight, the Red Sox play at Kansas City and the Yankees will be at Los Angeles. You know, it's a fact, smokers. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking a cool. Now, Alvin Dark is sending Harvey Keene up to bat for Willie McCovey, playing the percentages right down the line with Bill Hunter, a left-hander, in the game now for the New York Mets. Hunter out of his wind-up, the pitch. It's over at the knees for a strike. Hunter appeared to be slightly nervous as he made his debut in the sixth inning, as you would imagine, breaking in. Not his first big league ball game, his second big league ball game, but before a mighty big crowd. Inside and low, one ball and one strike. But he had good stuff, and after he settled and got the ball over the plate, he got them out without any trouble. Harvey Keene batting for Willie McCovey. Bill Hunter, the tall left-hander, winds and pitches. A ground ball hit up the middle, a base hit for Harvey Keene. Ground single to center field for Keene. Harvey was hitting a 302 as he came up. Now here's Willie. The right field his last time up, his 17th of the year. Willie leading the major leagues in home run. Now Bill Hunter up in pitching position. Delivers a curve lying through the box to center field for a hard base hit. Keene around second is on his way to third. The throw comes into second. And the Giants now have runners at the corners, nobody out. Willie getting his second hit, a hard shot through the box. That ball was really hit by Willie. The first 2 minutes, basic through the middle against Bill Hunter, and the batter now will be Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda hitless in 3 times up. Orlando Cepeda got a triple in the ninth inning in Philadelphia last night to keep his batting streak alive. He pitched safely in 12 straight. In doing so, he has moved to the top in the National League in batting average. He's 0-for-3 in the game tonight. Mets have the infield back looking for the double play. Giants in front, 4-1. We're in the seventh inning. Now Hunter up in pitching position. Delivers to Cepeda. A foul ball off to the right, no play. Double hitter tomorrow will be underway at 1 o'clock. Those of you planning to drive to the Twin Bill tomorrow, remember the Yankee Stadium parking facilities are available to you, as well as the parking locations around the polo ground. Now Hunter checks the runners. In comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He took something off that one. Good letup by Bill Hunter, and the count strike two. Started out in the minor leagues in the Dodger organization. He was a starting pitcher. The last 2 years, he was used exclusively in relief in AAA ball. Left-hander with a good live fastball. Delivers. Swing and a miss. He's struck him out. Ball is actually foul hit. one away now, and the batter will be Philippe Alou playing in left field. Philippe has one hit, and that was an infield hit to third. Giants four runs on nine hits and one error. The New York Mets one run, four hits, and no error. Every run in the game has been knocked in with a home run. A ground change through the hole, a base hit to left field for Philippe Alou. Keen is in to score. Willie finds way to third. Now has trouble picking the ball up. No play at third. Runners on first and third now. Philippe Alou continuing his hot streak with a hard grounder through the hole into left field. Willie running out from under his cap as he goes from first to third. That for Philippe Alou is his 39th run batted in. Beta has knocked in 49. Willie Mays has knocked in 40. And Philippe Alou, 39. How's that for a heart of a batting order? Now the batter is Tom Haller, the catcher. Bill Hunter delivers a fastball up high. One ball, no strike. Gentlemen in the heart of that giant batting order are staging their own duel to lead the National League in RBI. Many think that Mays and Cepeda are going to have the same kind of a year that Maris and Mantle had last season for the Yankees. Here's the pitch on the way. And it breaks outside to Tom Haller. Two balls and no strikes. Haller was hit by a pitch his last time up. Otherwise, has popped up and flied to right. He's 0 for 2. Haller hitting a 245. Dave Hillman has gone back to work in the bullpen now for the New York Mets. Giants leading 5-1. Runners on first and third. One man down. Mays the lead runner on third. Alou on first. And an off-speed pitch is outside. Ball three. Hunter behind on the count now. 3-0 to Tom Haller. This big crowd got quite a kick out of the home run hit by Rod Camille. Down 3-0 now as Tom Haller waits. Low, ball four, and he walks him on four pitches. Now Jim Davenport will be up. Davenport 1-for-2 in the game, batting a 321. Davenport stepping in with the bases loaded. Willie Mays on third, Philippe Alou on second, and Tom Haller on first. Mets have the infield looking for the double play. Charlie Neal shaded a bit towards second. The outfield just about straight away. Now Bill Hunter will be trying to make Davenport hit that ball on the ground. In comes the pitch. Strike one call. Breaking ball on the inside corner of that knee high. Wags the glove. Three runners take a lead. Pitching to Davenport, a swing and a miss on a fastball, strike two. He really reached back for a little something extra on that one. That's the fastest pitch we have seen Bill Hunter throw. Real blazer. He considers the fastball to be his number one pitch. When he gets in a jam, he likes to fire it. Strike count now on Jim Davenport. Jose Pagan waiting on deck. In comes the pitch.
A fly ball hit right down the right field line of the straight center. It is a home run.
hit the ball right down the right field line, just inside the foul pole and into the upper deck. And the Giants move out to a 9-1 lead. They have 5 runs in now in the 7th inning. For Davenport, his 6th home run of the year, he now has driven 24 runs in. So the Giants in the game have now hit 4 home runs. Ground smash it up the middle. It'll be a base hit for Jose Pagan. So Pagan is out with a single to center. Well, Bill Hunter got Jim Davenport 2 strikes. Tried to pitch away from him, and Davenport hit the ball to the opposite field, where it was pitched, and right down the line and just into the upper deck for a grand slam. Home runs have accounted for 8 of the 9 runs scored by the Giants. Last time Billy Pierce worked in a game, it was against the Phillies, and the Giants gave him a big lead in that game, something like 10-1. Billy wound up winning the game 10-7. Jose Pagano in first, Billy Pierce up against Bill Hunter. He's around the bunt. Bunts, fair ball back toward the mound. The play will be at first. Neil covering on it. 2 men down. Now the Giants have hit around in the 7th inning. Second baseman Chuck Hiller, the leadoff batter, is the 9th man to come up. Five runs on 5 hits in the 7th. Bill Hunter got the Giants out in the 6th inning, but they come back with an assault in the 7th. Now Hunter up in pitching position, checks the runner on 2nd, Jose Pagan. And the pitch to Hiller is inside and high, ball 1. Are averaging over a home run a game. In comes the pitch to Hiller, inside and high. It's ball 2, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Chuck Hiller, the second baseman. 5 runs in, 4 of the 5 coming in on the grand slammer hit to right field by Jim Davenport. Hunter behind on the count. Makes the 1-2 stop. Here's his pitch. And it's up high. Ball 3. Goes behind him. 3-0. The Giants with 4 home runs tonight now have hit 66 homers in 51 games. Three and nothing on Chuck Hiller. Harvey Keene led off the uprising when he hit for Willie McCovey in single. Low and inside, ball 4, and Hiller walked. Third walk given up by Bill Hunter, and now Keene comes up for the 2nd time in the inning. He started the inning off when he singled to center field. McCovey had 2 for 3 while he was in the game. Both of his hits were home runs. One to right field and one to left field. Keene batting at 302. Here's the pitch. A fastball over, a call strike. Hard hitting Harvey. He'll hit a lot of line drives the course of a baseball season. Former American League batting champion and a 10-year veteran with a lifetime 300 average. Here's the pitch on the way. He leans in and lets it go. It's outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Five runs are in. The Giants have runners on first and second, two men down. Now Bill Hunter checks the runners, delivers outside and high, two balls and a strike. The plate moving around on Bill a little bit, and the count goes two balls and a strike. Willie Mays out on the on-deck circle. Willie had a single to center in this inning. Giants now have nine runs on 12 hits, one error. The New York Mets, one run on four hits, no errors. Count two and one. Keen waiting. Swings and fouls the ball back toward our TV booth and out of play. Even count now, two and two. Breeze comes up rather strong just for a moment and kind of swirls some dust around, so they hold up for a second and things calm down. Wind has been blowing out in favor of the hitters. Here's the pitch to Keene. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a breaking ball. Harvey Keene, who started the five-run inning, is the third out as he strikes out. Five runs, five hits, including a grand slammer by Jim Davenport. No errors and two left on. And now at the end of six and a half innings, the score, the Giants 9 and the New York Mets 1. Say, did you ever feel that your cigarette had suddenly changed signals on you? That brand you're smoking, that tasted okay when you first smoked it, has it suddenly begun to taste hot and dry? Now, when that happens, it's time you made a real change. Time you came up to the menthol magic of cool and felt that extra coolness in your throat.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to cool.
Cool's menthol magic brightens taste,
refreshing all day through. Feel extra coolness in your throat as cool comes through for you. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. You're not smoking cool, cool, cool enough till you come up to cool.
Yep, cool filter kings are cool without filter. Now Harvey Keene takes over left field, and Orlando Cepeda moves over to right. Or check that Felipe Alou moves over to right. Orlando Cepeda, of course, at first base. Keene came up to hit for McCovey. Had one for two in the inning. And now Harvey stays in the game. He's in left field. In the last of the seventh inning, Harry Cheedy leads off with the New York Mets. He'll be followed by Joe Christopher and then Jim Hickman. Billy Pierce out of his windup, and he starts Cheedy off with a breaking ball that's taken. One ball and no strikes. Harry batting at 242. Jay Hook will work the first game of the doubleheader tomorrow. Probably Vinegar Ben Mizell in the second game. Strike one call. It's up the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Billy Pierce, 15-year veteran with a world of pitching know-how, moving that ball around, throwing a lot of breaking stuff. He's had his good control. He's walked only one man. Foul ball back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. One and two on Harry Cheedy. Harry trying to get things rolling here in the last half of the seventh. In comes the pitch to him. He lets it go. It's up high, and the count is even now at two and two. breeze quite a bit stronger now than it was in the earlier part of the evening. Pitching 2-2. A high fly ball into center field. Willie Mays just backpedaling a few steps to get under it. He has it for the out. Willie dropping that glove at the last moment with the base spare to make that basket catch. Anytime Willie has a throw to make, he'll play it the other way. One away and nobody on. Joe Christopher hitting for the third time. Joe has drawn a walk and grounded out third to first. Base hits have been hard to come by against one of the winningest pitchers in baseball for the last 20 years, Billy Pierce. Pitch thrown, a fastball over, a call strike. Pierce wins this game. Pierce and Larson, the two hurlers acquired from the White Sox, will have a record of 11 wins and no losses. So they have given the Giant pitching staff a real shot in the arm. The pitch on the way. Christopher pops the ball high in the air down the third baseline. Backing up is Jim Davenport. He's under it right on the line and takes it for the out in fair territory. Two up and two set aside by Billy Pierce, and that brings up the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Jim has fouled out and lined to base it in the left center field. This was a 5-1 ball game when Jim Davenport hit a grand slam home run to right field. Pierce winds and pitches, and it's right in there for a call strike to Jim Hickman. The Dodgers, if they sweep a doubleheader tonight in Philadelphia, can move into a first-place tie with the Giants, regardless of the outcome of this game. The Dodgers won the first game of that twin bill. Swing and a miss. A two-strike count now on Jim Hickman. Off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. One and two on Jim Hickman. Two outs. Nobody on. Home half of the seventh inning. And the fastball is triggered too high. Two balls and two strikes. Bobby Wine has hit a two-run homer in the last and the second at County Night Stadium. And the Phillies lead the Dodgers 2-1. In the home second of the second game of that twilight doubleheader. Dodgers won the first game 11-4. A high fly ball, not too deep, to left field. Hustling out is the shortstop, Jose Pagan, and he takes it for the out. Well, it's a very strong inning for Billy Pierce. He gets the Mets in order in the last half of the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. At the end of seven innings, the score, the Giants 9 and the New York Mets 1. Well, we hope you're going to be with us tomorrow for the excitement of the doubleheader between the Mets and the Giants starting at 1 o'clock. Tickets will go on sale the advanced ticket window on the 8th Avenue side of the Polo Grounds. And, of course, they're also on sale at Grand Central Station, 42nd and Vanderbilt Ramp, along out of the waiting room of the Penn Station.
Right now, while Bill Hunter throws in his last warm-up tosses, before we move to the eighth inning, let's pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best of music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Willie Mays coming out to lead off in the eighth inning. Willie has 2-for-4. Been hitting over 500 over the last eight games. He's hiked that average over 60 points. Here's the pitch to Willie, and it's high, ball one. Willie 2-for-4 tonight, including a home run, his 17th of the year. foul ball back toward the press box and out of play. One ball and one strike. One and one count on Willie. Bill Hunter pitching his third inning of relief. Fires and it's a high fly. Hit the right field. It's going to be hard to get to. Coming over is Hickman. He's under it now. And Jim makes the catch for the out. The ball was hit high enough to give Hickman a chance to get over toward the line and get under it. One away. Nobody on now in the top of the eighth inning. The batter is Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda hitless in four times up. He came into the game leading the National League in batting with an average of 350. Ground ball capped on the ground right back to the mound. Bill Hunter has it in his glove, throws to Keneal, and there are two down. So Cepeda, who has been wielding one of the hottest bats in baseball, has been held in check on five trips to the plate tonight by the New York Mets. Bobby Wine's two-run homer has the Phillies leading the Dodgers 2-1 at the end of two. Palou takes the pitch inside and low. One ball and no strike. Malik has two hits and four times up. In the seventh inning, he singled to drive in a run. Foul ball back. That is the only run that has been driven in the entire ballgame by anything other than a home run. Willie McCovey hit two home runs and knocked three runs in. Willie hit a home run with nobody on, and Davenport a grand slammer. Outside and high. Foul ball back. That is the only run that has been driven in the entire ballgame by anything other than a home run. Willie McCovey hit two home runs and knocked three runs in. Willie hit a home run with nobody on, and Davenport a grand slammer. Outside and high. Two balls and one strike now to Philippe Alou. Ball off the outside corner. Hunter getting behind 3-1 now on Alou. Alou hitting a 331. And he's driven 39 runs in. Pitching 3-1. And it's a foul ball, fly ball hit right down the right field line, and it is a fair ball bounding off the wall. On his way to second goes Alou, and he slides in safely with a double. Real strong throw by Jim Hickman. He pegged that ball like a fastball from the fence and right into Elio Chacon, but not in time. So Philippe Alou has his third hit, an opposite field double off the fence and right field. Short double hit by Alou. Seemed to hit it off the fist. Looping fly right down the line and off the fence. Tom Haller, the batter. Big left-handed batting catcher. Check swing and a grounder hit foul down the third baseline. No play. Haller, 0 for 2, has popped up fly to right. He was hit by a pitch in the sixth inning, and he walked and later scored in the seventh inning. Cardinals scored, the Braves scored three in the third inning. They now lead the Cardinals 4-0 at the end of three. Pittsburgh 7, Houston 3 at the end of 4.5. Tipped right in there for a call strike. Two strike count out of Tom Haller. We're in the eighth inning. The Giants in front 9-1. They got five big runs in the seventh inning. Jim Davenport hitting an opposite field, a grand slam home run. Now Bill Hunter zigging off a sign. Two strike delivery. Outside and low, Chidi had to go off to his left to handle it. One ball and two strikes. Two games tomorrow, one Sunday. Then the Mets will be out on the road until June 15th. They open their next homestand on the 15th. Felipe Lou leading off second. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Tom Haller struck out by Bill Hunter. Giants out in the eighth inning with no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And now at the end of seven and a half innings to score, Giants 9 and the New York Mets 1. And now here's a bit of up-to-date Dixieland jazz.
My beer is Rhino, the dry beer. Think of Rhino whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's a dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rhino beer?
That tells you why Rheingold is New York's largest selling beer. Because it's dry beer. Extra dry. Those two little words tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for extra refreshment. So try a glass along with the game and discover the difference dry makes. Attendance for tonight's ball game. It is not a record crowd, but it certainly is a magnificent crowd. 43,742 paid. A total crowd of 44,451. 44,451. Watching the initial game in the Polo Grounds between the Mets and the Giants. Now Cliff Cook is up as a pinch hitter for Bill Hunter, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Dave Hillman warming up in the bullpen. Billy Pierce out of his wind up the pitch, and it's a foul ball wafted back upstairs out of play, strike two. Third baseman Cliff Cook batting for pitcher Bill Hunter. In comes the pitch to him. A let-up pitch by Billy Pierce, a little bit high. One ball and two strikes. Hunter in relief pitched three innings. Two of the three, he got the Giants out, but in the seventh inning gave up five runs. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. The ball is dropped by Tom Haller. He picks it up. He'll have to hurry the throw out at first base on a close play. The third strike was dropped by Tom Haller, and as he started to pick it up, he accidentally kicked it, and it rolled away from him. By the time he ran it down and fired to first, it was a close play. That's the second strikeout for Billy Pierce. Half of the eighth inning, the Mets trailing by a score of 9-1. It was a real good ball game through six innings. Giants led it 4-1, but they came up with five in the seventh inning. Elio Chacon batting. Here's the pitch. Fastball over a strike. Oh, a Davenport hit for the grand slammer was a real Polo Grounds homer. Hugged the right field line and just tucked into the upper deck. Fouled right straight back toward the photographer's booth. And slamming in. So it's a two-strike count now on Elio Chacon. While the Giants have scored nine runs, Billy Pierce has been tough to handle. Outside and high, Elio Chacon laying off of it. One ball and two strikes. nobody on. And it's popped up, a foul ball back toward the crowd, running hard as Tom Haller. He cannot get a play on it. Ball just beyond his reach. Around the corner of the dugout, it hit against the warning path and bounced up into the crowd. 1-2 on Elio Chacon. The lone run by the Mets tonight came on a home run by Rod Caniel. Rod getting his first major league home run. Since that time, Billy Pierce has retired 7 straight men. Pierce tonight trying to get his 8th win without a loss. Here's the windup, the 1-2 pitch. And it's a little bit high to Chacon, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rod Caniel waiting on deck. Pitching 2-2. Elio goes right after it, but it's a foul ball that will be out of play. Coming right straight back upstairs. Tom Haller has to readjust his mask. He started after that one and saw he had no play. Here's the windup, the 2-2 pitch by Pierce. A smash toward short, taken on a hop by Jose Pagan. The peg is high. Save at first base. By Pagan, but Taylor had to jump for it. He caught the high throw, but when he got back to the bag, Elio had beaten him. So it's an error charged on the throw to Jose Pagan. Second error in the game against the Giants, and the batter is Rod Caniel. The pitch, a line drive, hit foul into the crowd. No play. Rod hit a home run into the upper deck in left field his last time up. And by hitting the home run, it means 1,000 cool cigarettes in the Veterans Hospital in the Bronx. Elio Chacon leading off first. One man away, we're in the last of the 8th inning. A fly ball looped out towards shallow center. Coming in hard is Willie Mays. It'll drop in for a base hit. And now the Mets have runners on first and second. Rod Caniel getting his second hit of the game. Two men are on, and the batter will be Charlie Neal. Charlie hit a long line drive to deep left center field back in the 3rd inning, and it got over the head of Philippe Alou for a 3-base hit. He really tagged it. He's hit the ball hard all 3 times up tonight and has 1 hit to show. Now we'll get some warm-up action for the Giants. Bob Bolin, a right-hander, will start loosening up. The Giants own a 9-1 lead. We're in the last half of the 8th inning. Out dealing that bat around, waiting on Billy Pierce. Kick of the leg, the pitch thrown, a little bit low. 1 ball and no strike. Field line. A run scoring double for Charlie Neal. It's now 9-2. Runners on second and third, one out, and Frank Thomas coming up. Neal getting his second extra base of the game. Mets now have a total of two runs on six hits. Frank Thomas 0 for 3. Frank has been called out on strike, grounded out third to first, and hit a pop fly to second. Alvin Dark is asking for time. He's swinging up to the mound now to see Billy Pierce. Billy pitched a similar game against the Phillies last Saturday when he held a 10-1 lead going into the eighth and ninth innings and weakened in the eighth and ninth, and the Phillies wound up losing the game 10-7. Alvin wants to go out and talk to him to see if he feels that he's losing some of his stuff. Bob Bolin, a right-hander, is warming up in the bullpen. Alvin getting a nice hand now as he runs back to the dugout. Thomas hitting with runners on second and third, one down. Frank hoping he can pick the two men up. In comes the pitch. Brown snags a big hit going into left field. Rob Caneal is in the score. Here's Charlie Neal with the green light. He'll score. Two runs are in on the base hit by Frank Thomas. Divided the year between Tacoma and the Coast League and the Giants. He was in 37 games with the Giants in relief. He won two and lost two. So the new pitcher is Bob Bolin, B-O-L-I-N. This year, Bolin has been in nine games, won none and lost none. He's worked a total of 10 and a third innings. His earned run average is 3.48. Pierce going out of the game in the eighth inning. The Mets, who consistently all year have been battling back in the eighth and ninth inning. Now they hand it to Billy Pierce as he leaves the scene. Pierce pitches 7 1/3. Leaves the game here in the eighth inning with three runs in, one man out. And Frank Thomas on first base. He gave up only four hits over the first seven innings. But the Mets have raked him for three hits here in the eighth. Pierce walked one and struck out. Story that he did on Jay Hook and Jay's theory of the curveball. Jay, of course, is a graduate in gas dynamics from Northwestern University and a man with a very fine mind, as well as a fine pitching arm. Jay will be pitching in the opener of the doubleheader right here at the Polo Grounds tomorrow. Jack Sanford, in all probability, will be his mound opponent. In the second game, Jim Duffalo, who worked three good innings in relief against the Mets in San Francisco, has been tapped by Alvin Dark, and Wilmer Mizell given the call by Casey Stengel. Seats available, and they'll be on sale tomorrow morning at the advanced ticket window. The 8th Avenue side here at the Polo Ground. Now, Felix Mantilla is up against right-hander Bob Bowler. Here's the pitch. Christopher facing right-hander Bowler. Joe has drawn a walk, grounded out, and popped up. Off the catcher's mitt to the backstop. No damage done, nobody on. One ball and no strike. Mets right back at it. Hammer and Tong refusing to quit. 1-0 pitch. Taking a high ball, too. 2-0. Delivery by Boland. Fastball that's in there. A ball strike, 2-1. Bob Boland, 6'4" right-hander. Cranks up. Here's his pitch. Rake foul back into the net. No play. The count is even on Joe Christopher at 2-2. Boland out of Hickory Grove, South Carolina. Four in the minors, one in the majors. Way outside, that goes all the way to the backstop. Full count, 3-2. Full count now, 3-2 on Joe Christopher. Now the Mets are getting Bob Moorhead warmed up in the bullpen. Mara Thronberry down around the bat rack. Five five runs in the last of the eighth inning. 3-2 delivery. Ball four. Swinging too fast. Alvin Dark now has gone to his eighth out in the bullpen. He's getting Stu Miller ready. This is a 9-1 ball game, but the Mets have five runs home in the last of the eighth inning. The right-hander, Bob Bolin, in the game. Marv Thornberry will bat for Tim Hickman. Coming up for the New York Mets now, we'll have a new battery. Dave Hillman on the mound, Hobie Landreth behind the plate. Marv Thornberry will go to first base. Rod Caniel has moved from first base to right field. In other games, the Dodgers beat the Phillies 11-4 for their 12th straight win in the opener. In the second game, the Phillies lead 2-1 at the end of four. Dallas Green replaced Jim Owens in the second. Don Drysdale pitching for the Dodgers. The Pirates lead the Houston Colts 45-7-4 at the end of 6.5 innings. Kiefenauer is in relief now for Houston, and Roy Thays has come on for the Pirates. Milwaukee leading St. Louis 4-0 after 5.5. Bob Shaw has the Cardinals shut out for 6 innings. Ed Bauta replaced Larry Jackson. Cincinnati won a day game from the Cubs 5-2. They got four of their five runs in the first inning. And Joey Jay went all the way for the victory with Don Cardwell losing.
Number five.
Bertie Coleman and Ken Hubbs had home runs in the game. Cleveland 4, Detroit nothing at the end of 6.5. This is Jim Perry against Frank Lehrig. They're in the last of the ninth inning in Baltimore with the White Sox leading the Orioles 2-1. Hall relieved Pappas in the ninth. Bauman and Lowne have both come on in the ninth inning in relief of Ray Herbert. So the Orioles must be threatening in the last half of the ninth inning. Washington 3, Minnesota nothing after 5.5. Kansas City 1, the Red Sox nothing after an inning and a half. Jose Pagan, hitter Jim Davenport, will be leading off now in the ninth inning. Davenport 2-for-3, including a grand slam home run. His grand slammer came in the seventh inning when the Giants got 5 runs. Dave Hillman out of his windup, the pitch. He goes to a curve and it's outside and low. Davenport the batter, Pagan on deck. And then Bowler. Now the 2-0 pitch. A little bit high. He goes behind him, 3-0. Obie Landreth working behind the plate now. Inside and low, it's ball 4, and Davenport walks. Jim Davenport has been up in the game 5 times tonight, been on base all 5. Walked twice, 2 hits, and he reached once on a fielder's choice. San Francisco, 9 runs on 13 hits and 2 errors. The New York Mets, 6 runs on 8 hits. Jose Pagan, the pitch by Hillman, tapped foul off the plate, bounding down the third baseline. Doubleheader tomorrow will start at 1. The single game on Sunday will start at 2. Holding against the runner. Pitched by Hillman. Fastball off the outside corner. 1-1. Casey Stengel, with a new battery in the ballgame, had the option of placing Hillman and Landreth in the batting order. Ball is popped up outside third. Running for it is Mantilla. He's nearing the crowd. He's on the warning path, and he has it. Felix Mantilla taking the pop foul. 1 down on the top of the ninth inning, and the pitcher, Bob Bolin, will be coming up. Bolin, a big, hard-throwing right-hander from Hickory Grove, South Carolina. This will be Bolin's first time up. He came on to relieve the veteran Billy Pierce. Over the first 7 innings, Billy Pierce was in complete control. He allowed only 4 scattered hits. But he tired in the 8th inning, and the Mets hopped right on him. Davenport with a short lead at first. Here's the pitch by Hillman. He's around the bunt. Foul ball coming right straight back. No play. Bob Bolin ready to sacrifice his turn at bat, trying to build a run here in the top of the ninth inning. The on-deck batter is the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. 6 home runs in the game tonight. Willie McCovey hit 2. Willie Mays and Jim Davenport each hit 1. for the New York Mets, Rod Caniel and Felix Mantilla belting home runs. Here's the pitch. He's around the bunt. Bunts it foul down the first baseline. That was a pitch that was way inside. He was trying to jump back to the plate and used that bat to kind of defend himself and bunted the ball foul and getting out of there in a hurry. Dave Hillman, who's on the mound now for the Mets, lost a great deal of one season when he was trying to bunt against Roy Wilhelm and suffered a broken finger. Now let's see if they have Bolin trying to bunt the third strike. Davenport a short lead. Here's the stretch. He's around the bunt, takes it, and it's outside. One ball, two strikes. Casey could have placed either Hobie Landreth or Dave Hillman in the number nine spot in the batting order. The number nine position, one and two, will be coming up for the Mets in their half of the ninth inning. 9-6, the Giants in front. Next pitch. Strike three called. He was around the bunt. Took the pitch, a curve by Dave Hillman that caught the outside corner, breaking away from it. Davenport on first. The batter is Chuck Hiller. Second baseman Chuck Hiller has one hit in four times up tonight. He's batting at 262. Left-hand hitter, he straddles the plate and chokes up just a little bit on the handle of the bat. Mets figure him to pull the ball and they go astride to right. Pitch by Hillman, a swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Strike one. Strike count on Chuck Hiller. The young second baseman waiting. Ignores the pitch and it's outside. One ball and one strike. It's interesting to note that three of the four clubs that figure to battle for the National League pennant this year are going with comparatively inexperienced double play combinations. They're going with youth that has a lot of talent. Now throw to first, not in time. The Dodgers have an established star at short in Wara Amari Wills, but they have a rookie at second in Larry Burright. Giant double play combination of Hiller and Pagan, both are very young. Now the pitch. Just off the inside corner, two balls and a strike. St. Louis Cardinals have a fairly new double play combination in Julian Javier and Julio Gautier. One count on Chuck Hiller. Pitch thrown by Hillman is way up high, ball three, and the count 3-1. Inning with the Giants in front 9-6. It was a 9-1 ball game, but the Mets battled back and got five home in the last of the eighth inning. Charlie Neal doubled in a run. Frank Thomas singled in two runs, and Mantilla hit a two-run homer. Pitching 3-1. He went after it, a foul ball right straight back, and now it's a full count 3-2. On Chuck Hiller, this means that Jim Davenport will be running with two men down on the top of the ninth inning. Well, the the eighth inning, the Mets erased to 5 runs. The Giants scored in the seventh inning. And in the last of the ninth inning, they'll be trying to go the rest of the way in catching up. Chuck Hiller, feet wide apart. Left-hand batter waiting. Count 3-2. Thornberry about 2 steps behind first. Now he drifts back. It's Hillman Deals. The runner goes and it's fouled. No play. Ball fouled into the dirt right by home plate. Marv Thornberry holding Davenport close until the last instant and then dropping back toward fielding depth to that left-hand hitter up there. Davenport edging away. There he goes. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, ball 4, and now the Giants have 2 men on. Harvey Keene coming up. Second walk by Dave Hillman. Harvey Keene has batted twice in the game, both times in the 5-run seventh inning. He singled starting the inning off, and then he was struck out for the final out. Roger Craig worked the first 5 innings. Roger gave up 4 runs. Bill Hunter in 3 gave up 5 runs. The Mets got 5 off Billy Pierce. They have 1 off Bob Bolas. Pitching to Keene. In there at the knees. Strike 1 call. A wonderful crowd of 44,451. Sitting in tonight on the excitement of the first game of the series between the Mets and the Giants. Pitch on the way. Blazing fastball over, a strike. A throw to second, but it's not in time. Obi Landreth flipping the ball to Elio Chacon. They try to catch Jim Davenport. Now a 2-strike count on Harvey Keene. Harvey hitting a 302. Veteran right-hand batter waiting. Hillman makes the stop. Now the pitch. Breaking ball that didn't act up for him. It stayed up high. 1-2. The Giants with 2 men on. Davenport the lead runner on second. Chuck Hiller on first. 2 men away. Dave Hillman checks in with Obi Landreth. Elio Chacon skated just a bit toward second, and Joe Christopher a little toward right center. Pitching 1-2. A smash, caught in the glove hand by Dave Hillman. Good stab by Dave Hillman, keying in a line drive, and Hillman runs the glove out a little bit to his left, and lo and behold, there was a little white pearl. He had it. Giants. So we'll be going to the last half of the ninth. The score at the end of 8th half, the Giants 9 and the New York Mets 6. Well, folks, the Mets may be New York's brand new team, but they've got some famous New York names going for them. New York baseball fans certainly are familiar with many of the well-known names from the past. And what about Rheingold Beer? Now, there's a famous New York name, Rheingold. The largest selling beer in town year after year after year. Why is Rheingold so popular? Because it's more refreshing naturally. And why is it more naturally refreshing? Because it's dry. That's right. Dry tells you why Rheingold has a taste all its own. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way. The taste brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Why not try a glass of Rheingold along with the game and see that there is a difference. A difference you can really taste. You'll join the millions who already say, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer. Sammy Taylor is coming out as the pinch hitter in the last half of the ninth. Nothing on Sammy Taylor. Stu Miller is coming in the game. Augie Donatelli has his lineup slip out, looking at it as though Alvin might be contemplating making more than one change as he brings Miller in. Nine to six. The Giants in front, but the Mets got five in the eighth inning. So Stu Miller, certainly one of baseball's truly outstanding relief pitchers, is coming in. This year, Stu has won three, lost one. This will be his 18th ball game. His earned run average is 1.7. Out here at the Polo Grounds, as his name is announced by Jack Lee. We'll have to wait and see how Sammy Taylor makes out before closing out the books on Bob Bolin. Bolin came in to relieve Billy Pierce in the eighth inning with one out. Mantilla, with a man on first, hit a home run into the upper deck. And Bolin got the side out without further damage. So Bolin gets credit for two-thirds of one inning. At the moment, has given up one run, one hit, the home run by Felix Mantilla. Walked one and struck out two. Stu Miller on in the ninth. In the fifth inning at County Mac Stadium, the Los Angeles Dodgers came up with three runs. They have come from behind and now lead the Phillies 4-2 at the end of four and a half. The Dodgers won the first game handily, 11-4, for their 12th straight win. Dan Williams was the winner, with Paranowski relieving handily, 11-4, for their 12th straight win. Dan Williams was the winner, with Paranowski relieving in the sixth. Paul Brown was the losing pitcher. There in the last of the eighth inning in Pittsburgh, the Pirates lead Houston 8-4. The end of six and a half, the Braves lead the Cardinals 4-0. As they gain, Cincinnati beat the Cubs 5-2. Here we go, the count 2-0 on Sammy Taylor. Stu Miller into his wind-up. Down comes the pitch. Ball three is high. Stu relieved twice against the New York Mets in San Francisco. He relieved in the 7-1 game and in the 6-5 game. He has touched the baseball, touched change. Ball four, and there he goes. And the one starts to Bob Bolin. Miller took over with a count of 2-0, and so the walk is charged to Bob Bolin. Now, Elio Chacon will be up. Elio has one hit, a double, and four times up tonight. That's three runs behind. Bob Miller is coming in from the bullpen, I believe, to run for Sammy Taylor. Bob Miller will run for Sammy Taylor. Donatelli to have a look at the ball, and Donatelli says he can detect nothing wrong with it and puts it back in play. Sue Miller makes the stop. And the pitch to Chacone, curve that broke a little bit too low, one ball and one strike. He really broke that one off. Don Larson lifting up out the bullpen. Miller, the third pitcher, used by the Giants. The Mets have used three. Roger Craig, Bill Hunter, and Dave Hillman. Most of the big crowd still right here. Pitching 1-1. Neal in the on-deck circle, and in Charlie. San Francisco, 9 runs on 13 hits. The New York Mets, 6 runs on 8 hits. Doubleheader tomorrow, starting at 1, single game Sunday. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball 3. That ball was thrown so slow that Helio kept leaning in and watching, waiting. It laid off of it, and it broke outside. 3-2. Bob Miller, running for Sammy Taylor, is on at first with nobody out. This crowd hoping the Mets can keep it going. Pitching 3-2 with the runner going. A high fly ball into left field. Moving over is Harvey Keene on the warning path. He's under it. To left. Julio had the full ground stroke. He pulled it, but it was very high, not quite far enough. One away now, and the batter is Rod Caneal. Rod has 2-for-4, including his first major league home run. Bob Miller. He has to hit the dirt to get out of the way. One ball and one strike. At the end of 5, the Dodgers lead the Phillies 4-2 in the 90 game of that doubleheader. Braves now lead the Cardinals 7-0 at the end of 7. And they're in the 9th inning in Pittsburgh now with the Pirates leading Houston 8-4. Here's the pitch on the way. He has to hit the dirt again. Pitching coach talking to Sue Miller. Obviously, he and Al Dark detected something that bothered them on the two high pitches thrown by Sue Miller. They want to go out and check with him and make sure his arm is all right. Count 2-0 on Rod Caneal. Now the pitch on the way. This is over a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. time, the Mets were behind 9-1. They got five in the eighth inning. It's 9-6. We're in the last half of the ninth. Breaking ball over, strike one call. Now Miller checks the runner, Rod Keneal. Pitch to Charlie Neal, breaking ball inside, down around the knees. One ball and one strike. Waiting in the on-deck circle, hoping that Charlie Neal can get on. If he can, Frank comes up with the dying run. Pitch to Neal, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. To Miller, a real puzzle not only to the Mets, but to every ball club. Outstanding relief pitcher. Pitches, one and two. A ground ball bounced to the left of the field. Neal around second. He'll hold up there. And Frank Thomas comes up now representing the dying run. Charlie Neal keeps the hopes alive. Desperation, they said. He was down to his final strike with two down in the last of the ninth inning. Charlie is his third hit in the ballgame, 3-for-5. Frank Thomas singled to left field, driving two runs in his last time up. Frank now has 34 runs batted in. 9-6 to score, Giants in front. Two down last of the ninth inning, and Frank Thomas the hitter. The infield swings way around the left, and it's down with the pole hitter. The left fielder, Harvey Keene, is really deep. Back toward the bullpen. By Miller. Way inside. And time is taken by catcher Tom Haller. He wants to see Stu Miller. While they get together on the mound, we'll take time to pause for station identification.
This is WGY's Connect.
Bob Murphy with Lindsay Nelson and Ralph Steiner. We're in the last of the ninth inning here at the Polo Grounds. Another thrilling inning. That's them, Thomas, the dying run up. Two men down. Keneal and Neal are the men on base. Here's the stretch by Stu Miller. Down comes the pitch. A line drive foul. It's hard, but foul down the left field line. He labeled that one a little bit too far out in front. Now it's 1-1. It's all over in Pittsburgh. The Pirates beat Houston tonight, 8-4. Roy Faith playing the game in relief. Losing pitcher Jim Golden. Strike zone, two balls and a strike. Felix Mantilla, the on deck batter. Felix had a two run homer his last time up. Thomas standing upright, right on top of that plate, swinging the bat right off the mound. Downfield with Mount Toxic.
The 2-1 hit. Swing and a miss. He went after a breaking pitch, and the count is even now, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Frank Thomas, and again the Mets have been pared down to their final strike, and they're still battling, hoping they can do it. Charlie Neal with two down was down to his last strike, and Charlie got a base hit. No runs, one hit, no giant errors, and the Mets left two. Stu Miller coming on to get ready for the entire ninth inning. Bob Boland threw just two pitches in the ninth. They were out of the strike zone, and Stu Miller was brought in. So it'll be a save in a relief role for Stu Miller. Now we'll be back with the line score of tonight's game and a word about tomorrow's doubleheader in just a moment. We'll score the Giants 9 and the New York Mets 6. Say, here's an idea for a great gift for Father's Day coming on Sunday, June 17th. Give Miles Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco. And incidentally, if you are a pipe-smoking dad, I suggest you drop a gentle hint for someone to give you Sir Walter Raleigh. It's the brand of grand aroma, and one pipe full will tell you why. Sir Walter Raleigh smells grand, packs right, smokes sweet, can't bite. Sir Walter Raleigh's good natural flavor comes from a special blend of choice Kentucky Burley tobaccos, extra aged to their peak of mildness. And for Father's Day, you can get Sir Walter Raleigh in an attractive gift-packed canister, complete with a special greeting to Dad on his day. So for Father's Day, let Dad relax in a man's world with Sir Walter Raleigh. And now, men, light up and enjoy the quality pipe tobacco, Sir Walter Raleigh. Well, the San Francisco Giants put down a ninth-inning uprising by the New York Mets and hold on to win 9-6 in the opener of the series. The Los Angeles Dodgers, by sweeping a doubleheader tonight from the Phillies, could move into a first-place tie with the Giants. The Dodgers won the opener 11-4. They now lead in the second game at the end of 5.5 innings by a score of 7-2. The line score tonight here at the Polo Grounds for the San Francisco Giants, 9 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors, 11 left. For the New York Mets, 6 runs on 9 hits, no errors. And for the New York Mets, 7 men were left on. The winning pitcher, starter Billy Pierce, as he wins his 8th game of the season without a setback. Billy now has started 8 and been a winner 8 times, and he pitched real well. He had things under control over the first 7 innings, seemed to tire in the 8th inning. When the Mets broke through to get 5 runs and driving from the mound, Bob Boland and Stu Miller came on to finish it up. Losing pitcher was the starter for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. Roger now 2-7. There were 6 home runs in the game tonight, the Giants hitting 4 and the Mets hitting 2. Willie McCovey homered his first 2 times up on the Polo Grounds. He won't want to leave town. Willie Mays cracked 1 of his 17th. He leads the major leagues. Willie also had another hit. Philippe Alou enjoying another big game. Philippe had 3 for 5 for the Giants. And the big home run of the game was hit by Jim Davenport. For Davenport, his 6th homer of the year. It was an opposite field, a grand slam home run going into the upper deck. For the New York Mets, Rod Caneo hit his first major league home run. And Felix Mantilla hit a 2-run homer in the 8th inning for Felix, his 4th of the season. The crowd, 44,451. So that's the story tonight from the Polo Grounds. Remember now, the doubleheader tomorrow starts at 1 o'clock. Parking facilities are available at Yankee Stadium as well as the areas around the Polo Grounds, and tickets will be going on sale at the advanced ticket window on the 8th Avenue side here at the Polo Grounds, so we hope you're planning to be on hand. Jay Hook and Vinegar Ben Mizell for the New York Mets against Jack Sanford and Jim Duffalo of the San Francisco Giants. Well, that wraps up another New York Mets game. We certainly hope you enjoyed it. Rheingold enjoyed bringing the game your way. Tomorrow we'll be on at 12:55 with the doubleheader. Hope you'll be right here at the Polo Grounds. This broadcast, like all New York Mets broadcasts, came to you through the courtesy of Liebman Breweries, Brooklyn, New York, and the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation. Right now, I'd like to remind you to enjoy Cool Cigarettes. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat when you come up to the menthol magic of cool. Now this is Bob Murphy saying so long for Lindsay Nelson and Ralph Kiner, for our statistician Joe McDonald, our producer Joe Gallagher, and our engineer Charlie Rabb, and for Rheingold, Rheingold Extra Dry. Those two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Why Rheingold is preferred by more New Yorkers than any other beer. Rheingold is brewed from the very choicest ingredients, brewed the long, slow, costlier way, for flavor that is brisk and bright and clean, clear through. So fill up your glass with an ice-cold, refreshing glass of good Rheingold Extra Dry. Final score, the Giants 9 and the Mets 6.